Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
When's the last time you rented a car? Probably for you, it's been a while.
Well, when I was moving, I rented a van.
What if the car company you rented from reported your car that you rented legally and paid for as stolen? And then you were arrested and put in jail. You wouldn't feel too good about that, would you?
No, a bankruptcy judge set to hear arguments today regarding claims filed by dozens of Hertz customers for that very same reason. So, Larry, what you're saying is this is similar to, think of this, what if you had an Easy Pass problem and a rental car problem and was all in the same vehicle?
So you rented a car, but you took your Easy Pass transponder with you, and that didn't register. Well, it would go to the car company because it would take their license plate, but then they would track it to you. But if they reported the rental car is stolen, what a mess.
So these people are fearing for their lives because they're getting pulled over or they're getting confronted in parking lots by police officers because the police officers are told that car's stolen, man. That person's a criminal. Meanwhile, you have the paperwork. You rented the car.
And this came to light in early November. CBS News reported it first in a investigation report. And so today, I guess they're getting into court. And at that time, the rental car company said the claims were meritless. But they showed the video of some of these people getting arrested with guns drawn. And they were totally innocent. And some of them were just women who were driving alone and were terrified.
They're freaked out, yeah. Now, most people keep that paperwork with them. You can just say, simple mistake, here's the paperwork. But you imagine getting fronted like that or confronted like that as you're leaving a grocery store or something like that?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It'd be frightening because you think you're right. But there are some issues with people who do long-term rentals of vehicles. They sort of forget to pay the second.
Well, that's a whole different story. We're just talking about
this is just your average person renting something on vacation, getting pulled over and thrown to the ground. Oh boy,
yeah, that's a fail.
Hertz is going to lose this lawsuit.
People will be talking about in this town the Steelers' rare Thursday night games. They got one every season. Tonight is it, and it kind of crept up on all of us. They're in Minnesota to play the Vikings, and the Vikings lost to the Detroit Lions on a last-second play and giving the Lions their first win. Steelers tied the Lions.
So are the Vikings defeated mentally because of the issue, because of the loss that – I guess a shocking loss for them, and are the Steelers on a high because they came back? They weren't going to win that game, and all of a sudden Ben Roethlisberger and the team engineer a fourth quarter comeback that was amazing.
Well, if we can build on the momentum that Ben gave the team in the fourth quarter from the Ravens game, yeah, I like the Steelers' chances tonight. We're looking forward to that. Meanwhile,
what about the Pirates' chances?
That's the big story locally, is the connection that Bob Nutting, owner of the Pirates, has sold the ski resorts that he owns, Seven Springs, Hidden Valley, and the other one to Vail Resorts, Inc. out of Colorado for $125 million.
Seems like when you think of Seven Springs and all the momentum and
that doesn't
all
seem
the fun,
like
it
enough
seems
money.
Like a pretty low offer.
It's a good deal. Maybe you and I should have went in on it.
Yeah, I got about $80 I could have thrown in on the deal.
Meanwhile, as you can expect, social media, there were some posts saying, keep going, Bob. Keep selling. Got anything else for sale? Meaning to sell the team. Some people suggest a different ownership group might produce different results.
Well, Vail owns 37 resorts across 15 states and 3 countries. In Pennsylvania, it looks like they own Liberty Mountain,
Round Top,
Whitetail, Jack Frost, and Big Boulder. Liberty Mountain is pretty cool. It's north of Baltimore. It's a neat little spot. Very neat little spot. I like that one a lot. Round Top's pretty cool. Jack Frost is all right. Seven Springs, though, is just tremendous. If you've ever gone out to Seven Springs, I just love the feel there, the atmosphere. It's just, it's a holiday. It's a vacation when you're there.
Kirsten Lynch, the CEO at Vail Resort, says, quote, we are incredibly excited to have the opportunity to add Seven Springs to our family of resorts, along with Hidden Valley and Laurel Mountain.
But part of that, you know, I like the local ownership. Remember, the family owned that for so long, Seven Springs and a couple of the other ones. They owned them for so long, local ownership. Then you had Mr. Nutting buy them. Still, he's here. But now think of it. Seven Springs, Hidden Valley, owned by a company out of Colorado. Kennywood was owned by the same family for decades, now owned by a Spanish company.
Things change. But yeah, if someone offered you enough money, you'd be owned by somebody somewhere else, and you wouldn't care.
I'm already
owned. As long as the check's clear.
I'm owned by a...
All right, I got a story for you, Kevin. Since you tried to buy a real tree, it was too expensive. You were sticker shocked.
I had a budget of $25.
And you saw a $75 mini tree. You should hear what happened in people in London. They were very underwhelmed by the official Christmas tree. CBS's Vicky Barker.
At the countdown for last week's lighting of the Christmas tree in London's Trafalgar Square, some in the crowd couldn't help wondering, where's the rest of it? Spindly, sparse. One city councillor joked the branches must be social distancing.
This is a Norwegian spruce from a natural forest.
A pained mayor of Oslo, Marion Borgen.
This is not a Disney tree. This is not a plastic tree. This is a tree from a natural forest.
The tree, you see, is Norway's annual gift to the British people, thanking them for their help in World War II. Some Brits now wondering what they'd have got if they hadn't helped them. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Well, Norway said they will not send a new Trafalgar Square Christmas tree.
Ever again, no.
You want to criticize our gift? You're out. Forget.
You're out.
How about the guy who allegedly lit the Fox News tree on fire? That 5-story tall tree went up in flames yesterday. Unbelievable video. He's out. No bail.
That's a fail. Time for horrible news over happy music with Kevin Battle.
Ooh, these are the facepalm stories, the shallow end of the gene pool, folks. Just, these are stories to help brighten your day. You're not these people, so you're much better off. We start in Wisconsin. School superintendent says, quote, I am pleased to report that nobody was physically harmed, adding that the incident caused a lockdown, inflicted some fear and a lot of anxiety in parents and students alike, guardians as well. The problem? A student reported that an adult was in the school, may have had a weapon. Upon further review, turns out it was a teacher carrying a cell phone charger. Yeah, a lot of panic over a cell phone charger. Maybe we can.
Well, they're very dangerous.
Yeah, it can be. Loose lips sink ships. On to Indiana. A sight very hard to unsee. A Methodist congregation taking steps to never see it again, Larry. They fired their pastor. He and his wife have until February to move out of the parsonage. After he was busted moonlighting at a side gig, side hustle, he was appearing on HBO doing high-stepping drag routines as he traveled across the country, going from town to town, trying to convince people to dress in drag and join him on his stage show.
You just hear the conversations. Hey, did you hear the pastor's a drag queen?
He's probably making a lot more money, but, you know, oh well. On to Florida. You ever get that used furniture, Larry? You like that used furniture?
I have had used furniture at times, sure.
Yeah. Borrow used furniture? Well, watch out for used furniture, hand-me-down couches. A man had to call the cops after he cleaned out his pants. It seems he was laying on a newly claimed couch, dozing off, when a 5-foot boa constrictor slithered out and across him. That's your horrible news over happy music.
Oh, man.
Did it do any constricting?
No, it did not. Okay. But did some. Wow.
Let's just leave it there.
Sure.
To the minds of our audience.
I can do that.
What happens when a 5-foot boa comes out of the couch?
Yeah. There's a couch sitting out in the garbage with a stain on it.
7:26 News Radio KDKA. Time for our visit with Visit Pittsburgh, brought to you by, oddly enough, Visit Pittsburgh. Jared Bacher is the CEO. He's the big cheese. Maybe you saw him on TV this week. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. It's good to be with you.
And 10 days of hashtag LovePGH, and it started yesterday. So give us the details.
Yeah, we kicked it off yesterday with our partners down at Permane Brothers and Market Square. And, you know, this is the time for giving. This is a time where we celebrate each other. We celebrate all of those around us. And Visit Pittsburgh wants to give back in a big way. So we partnered with a lot of businesses within the hospitality space, as well as some of our smaller local retailers, to make sure that we're celebrating everything that they do throughout the year by giving away prizes to our travel consumers throughout the entire region.
And I want to thank you for the beautiful gift basket that Visit Pittsburgh and you provided. And one of the cool things you talk about, some of the smaller local businesses, Knott's Land Bow Ties Company. I never heard of it before, but it's very cool.
They do some fantastic work. We've been working with them for a little over a year now, I believe, doing some really nice, some fun initiatives that we've been using their products. They do a fantastic job, local retailer. They employ local people. They're doing great work, so definitely check them out.
And you have prize opportunities for people simply by visiting visitpittsburgh.com.
Correct, and also looking at keeping track of what's going on all of our social media platforms, on Twitter, on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Every single day up until all the way through next Friday, we're going to be announcing new prize giveaways. As I mentioned yesterday, we gave away 50 gift cards to Permane Brothers, but we're going to have more gifts coming out from the Pens, from the Cultural Trust, from Knott's Land Bow Ties, and many others. So make sure you keep a close eye on what's going on our social media every single day.
My recommendation on the QT is today, Visit Pittsburgh, giving away 10 pairs of tickets to a Pittsburgh Penguins hockey game. That's your little clue for the morning. So go to visitpittsburgh.com, brought to you by Visit Pittsburgh President and CEO Jared Bacher. I appreciate it, Jared. Have a great and happy holiday season.
Happy holidays, Larry. Thank you so much.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
100.1 FM AM 1020 News Radio KDK. Our weekly visit, the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson, Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. You know, I think it's a little odd for people in Pittsburgh today because Kevin's right. This Steelers Thursday snuck up on a lot of us. So the Steelers are going to be playing tonight. 8:20, I think, is kickoff. So there's going to be a lot of bleary-eyed people tomorrow morning. Will you watch the game?
I will be watching the game, and it was an amazing last game. So it's I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, Doc, I have a question for you about Total Cat Mojo Live. Did you ever hear of the Jackson Galaxy? He's a performer who does this theatrical experience through the world of cats.
No, I haven't heard of that.
Okay, we're giving away tickets. We gave away a pair of tickets earlier in the show. Just wondering if you're going to be there checking it out.
Sorry. Sorry, first time I heard of it.
All right, we'll try and get you in so you can see it April 22nd down in Homestead. All right, Thanks. Our first question comes from Doug in Tarentum. Dr. Mike, our dog has been diagnosed with arthritis by our veterinarian, and she told us that we should speak to you about stem cells. Would it be better if he has another dog's stem cells, a dog that does not have arthritis?
You know, I'm wondering if Doug is a researcher, because that's a good question. And there's some research being going on in people. You know, sometimes you treat humans with arthritis, and sometimes we treat animals with arthritis, and we use their own stem cells. We take it from their fat. It's a repair cell, and then we inject it back into their little niche that has pain, their joints, or wherever they're having trouble. And it works. I'd say 80% of the time it works. 20% of the time it doesn't. You wish you could help that 20% of the population. So, Doug, you may be onto something. They're looking for an immortal line of stem cells that would, say, help arthritis or help heart disease or help kidney disease or whatever it is. And then maybe one day we'll be able to use those cells instead of the patient's own cells. So that research is being done. But right now, no, we don't have that available. And I would be happily give you a consult on your own dog to see if that would be an appropriate therapy for him. And a great question.
For those that don't know, Dr. Mike is one of the leading authorities on this whole stem cell research that's been going on for many years. In fact, you're the first person I ever heard talk about it, and it obviously has morphed from the animal world to the human field and has been very effective, right?
It's incredible, and it's always been my honor and privilege to work on some human boards. I'm on two human boards for stem cells and two animal boards. So I am one of these privileged guys that gets to pick the brains of many, many people around the world smarter than me about stem cells. And I get to practice it here in Pittsburgh, which is always my favorite thing to do.
This brings up an interesting question. Since you talk human stem cells and animal stem cells, can somebody like, say, me with a bum elbow get dog stem cells put in it for my arthritis?
So we call that xenogeneic, using a different species and injecting them into, say, us, or a pig to us, or a dog to us, or something like that. No, that's not being done. They're working on that. They're working on horse cells being used in cats, and there are rationales for that. I certainly am not discounting it, but we're not there yet, and I wouldn't recommend that to anybody. Right now, you can use another person's cells, like cord cells, from, you know, an umbilical cord, in another person. We call that allogeneic. Same species, different person. But we're not doing the xenogeneic just yet. They're doing a lot of research on it, but we're not there yet.
You shouldn't have got the horse stem cells yesterday, Kevin, into your elbow.
Cough.
Next question comes from Green Tree, nearby our palatial studios. Dear Dr. Mike, our dog goes nuts playing with tennis balls. Are there any reasons why we should not let him play with them. He chews them up once in a while, but not very often. We are amazed by that. Brenda and Carl want to know. Thanks.
You know, I have a lab that wants to fetch everything, and I get it. And I get, you know, the tennis ball is an easy thing to throw. It's soft, and it doesn't seem like it's that much of a hazard. But it is. I worked in the ER for quite a year, or many years, 7.5 years. And we saw them, dogs choking on it. They break it. It gets caught in the back of the throat. Plus, the materials, I think they're mystery materials. They have some glue, and some people have accused tennis ball makers of putting lead in there. I don't know if that's true or false, but I don't think that's a great treat. I would recommend a Nylabone or a Nyla ball. They have many safe treats for pets. But no matter what you give to your pet, supervise them, because it might work well for my dog, and it might not work so well on your dog. There's a lot of hard chewers out there, so always supervise them. But I would recommend a safer treat. There are many type of Nyla bone treats. Check them out. They have lots of balls, little frisbees, things like that that are a lot of fun, too.
And, Dr. Mike, this comes from Sandra and Jerry in Meridian. Our cat is constantly jumping up on our counters trying to steal food. He opens bread bags, popcorn bags, macaroni bags. Do you have any recommendations that will stop him from doing this?
Yes. Clean the counter. I have cats, too, so I get this. And many cat owners are shaking their head and listening hard right now. And I wish I had an enlightening answer. But, you know, we use things like wrapped up aluminum foil on the counter. Some people take the carpet runners upside down because they have those little prickly things on them and put them on the counters to keep the cats from jumping up there. Some people use double-sided sticky tape. And other people use foghorns. When they jump up across that light, the foghorn goes off. But I don't have the best answer, but keep the counters clean because that's the easiest way. And if you have a sink problem where they're wanting to get up into the sink and drink the water out of the sink bowl, aluminum foil across that sink works well, too. A lot of people have told me that.
And another heads up, particularly for cat owners, stuff on the holiday tree, your Christmas tree's got, you say no tinsel if you got a cat indoors.
Exactly. It's the biggest toy on the planet for a cat, that Christmas tree. So if you have tinsel hanging there, they're going to have to play with it. And their tongues are real rough. They're like sandpaper. And they'll start playing with it, and it gets caught on their tongue. And people think they're chewing it, and they're trying to spit it out, and they end up reeling it in, and it can get caught under their tongue, and then they swallow it, cause obstructions. It's horrible. So no tinsel on Christmas trees, especially with cats. And then I would avoid letting them play in the Christmas tree as well.
We'll talk to you next week. Always appreciate your insight and expertise. Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome. Always my pleasure.
Dr. Mike Hutchinson, Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. Go to kdkradio.com for a link to animalgeneral.net.
And since our final question was about cats, tomorrow at this time, this very time, we will give away a pair of tickets to see Jackson Galaxy Total Cat Mojo Live April 22nd at the Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall. That's tomorrow at this time.
7:52 News Radio KDKA, Larry Richard and Kevin Battle. We were just talking about Genesis coming to town with Phil Collins. Genesis, and they've been around a long time.
Forever. It's called the Last Domino Tour. It's going to take place Monday, PPG Paints Arena.
Yeah, and due to physical issues, Phil Collins can only do what he does, and he can't play the drums anymore, apparently, but still has the voice, and he has to do it from seated in a chair on stage. But I hear, if you're a Genesis fan, that they're really good, even now, and they've been around now a long time.
Well, the great thing about the way entertainment is now, the technology allows you to have a performer who has limitations and create a great stage show around him as well. You're the show that you wanted to go see last Saturday, but you had football duty on, Andrea Bocelli.
Yes, Andreas Bocelli.
That show, from what I heard, was phenomenal. It was like a rock concert stage show. Some people say it drowned out some of his talent, but he's blind. So he can't be running across the stage like Mick Jagger can. So right. You have to create a better show around him, and that's what they did for that show. So I assume they'll do something similar for Phil Collins.
I would love to have seen Bocelli. For whatever reason, his music is his voice.
It touches you.
His voice.
It touches
you. It does. How about this, Kevin, on this date? 1965, 56 years ago, a Charlie Brown Christmas first animated TV special ever, featuring the characters of Peanuts from Charles M. Schulz, was first broadcast on CBS.
I Watch it every year.
Do you?
Every year.
You get a little misty, do you?
Oh, absolutely. I watch that. I watch Santa Claus is Coming to Town. What's the other one? What's the one with Mr. Heat Miser? What's that one? I watched that one, too. Watch them all.
What's the one?
There's some good ones.
Rudolph, where I want to be a dentist.
Okay.
The Island of Misfit Toys, which is what we named our newsroom several years ago. With current company, I'm sorry, Pat. Pat's looking at us, really? Our news editor, who is, by the way, an accomplished accordion player.
He's opening up for Genesis on Monday.
Is he?
Yes.
Out in the parking lot for donations into his hat. No, he's really good. Last time we had a Steelers tailgate party on a Monday night.
Oh, bringing it up that I forgot to bring in the tailgate party.
We should have had Pat perform. I wonder, did we record that? I think I did somewhere. I'll see if I can dig it up.
This is the worst tailgate party we've ever had.
You're not on the Island of Misfit Toys anymore. We're into a new, we're Odyssey, baby. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Here's your tailgate party. I brought you a hard-boiled egg.
Thanks. 759 News Radio, KDKA, Larry Richard, Kevin Battle. Check out Kevin's new podcast edition, Kevin Battle One-on-One with
John Thornton. He's the CEO of Astrobotic. Astrobotic. It's a company that is got its sights set on the moon. They are going to do a moon rover landing next year, and it's all based right out of Pittsburgh.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we're going to, like, you think Cape Canaveral, Houston, now you think Pittsburgh when it comes to the moon exploration and everything. It's incredible. A great conversation with him. Truly appreciate his time. It's on kdkradio.com. Just click on the audio video section. You'll see Kevin Battle goes one-on-one with. Boom, click on that, and all of them show up, including the one with John Thornton.
And with my podcast, Larry Richard Unfiltered, with Jim Krenn and Sheila Hyland, we've got the men behind the Smokey Robinson Wine and much, much more right out of Pittsburgh. And today at 11 o'clock, I'll be at the Market District in Settlers Ridge. If you want to stop by, say hello while we take care of this edition of Larry Richard Unfiltered.
They're going to be feeding you there, too?
I don't know.
I mean, you're in the Market District. Can't you just...
You ever been out there?
Unbelievable. Can't you just grab stuff right off the shelf? You can't do that,
can you? It's one of the most amazing... No. It's called shoplifting,
Don't
Kevin.
You know who I am?
It's called...
Larry Richard. Yeah. I'm doing a podcast.
Marty Griffin could do that, not me.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.